And we're back on the G-Zone Elton Wellness Show. The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 323-8160, 323-6232. We're talking to Janine Gary, health coach, and we're going to dive into weight loss.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about weight loss because, you know, that's my issue. And so many people that, you know, call in wanting to know about, like, you know, how do I lose weight? Everybody wants, they want to do yoga to lose some weight. They want, can you yoga help me lose weight? Can not drinking milk help me lose weight? Can working out with G-Fit? Like, you know, people really want to know, because the truth of the matter is so many of our lifestyle diseases come, you know, because of our, you know, issues with weight and food and, you know.
But we wait till we experience something painful to start.
So, can you give us some tips? Let's talk about some weight loss up in here. Can you give us some tips?
Yeah, for sure. And I really loved what Dr. Marshall said a few moments ago when he was talking about bio-individuality, and it really depends on the individual. People aren't at their natural weight for many different reasons. Right. So it's about finding out the why first and foremost. And then once you've figured that out, which is pretty straightforward when you start, you know, creating that relationship with the individual, there are some general things, however, that you can do. I would say if I had to narrow it down to my three most important, and this is besides the, of course, you have to exercise. You have to be physically active. This is besides that. This is besides, you know, if you have any sort of relationship issues that are stressing you out. And this is besides any stress that you might have at work. Any of those primary foods, I like to call them relationship, career, physical activity. You really want to try to be 10 out of 10 in those. Or if you're in a deficit, address why. Because no matter how good you eat, if you're a deficit in any of those, you're still not going to lose the weight, or you're still going to have that health concern. So besides those, primary foods, very important. Let's just think nutrition. First and foremost, I would say add in vegetables.
This is the change people can make tonight.
This is the change you can make today, right now. Eat more vegetables, especially greens. Greens is the number one most important food to eat. It is the powerhouse of phytochemicals, nutrients, minerals, vitamins, and is the number one food that in modern diet that is not present in the day-to-day life, and that's a huge issue. So is the best food to eat, greens, but it's the number one missing. So you want to start adding that back in.
And some people want to know, like, you know, we say greens and they have no idea what you're talking about.
And that's exactly it. So just to name off a few, that can be your lettuce. That can be romaine, spinach, mixed greens, asparagus, okra, kale, collards, Swiss chard. Anything, go into the produce section. And the produce section is the most important section of the food store in terms of food. But go into that produce section and look at the greens and start to see, okay, I need to eat one of those every single day. So that's just greens. And besides the greens, you want to increase vegetables. And that'll be anything, okra, yam, malanga, corn, cabbage, any of those. Have that as well. And then my next thing would be grains. A lot of people don't have enough grains. And when I say grains, I'm not talking about... A lot of people, when you say grains, what is grain? Wheat, maybe crackers, brown bread.
Raisin bran.
Raisin bran, like some cereal that you have in the morning, right? No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about that those grains that give you that long-term energy, you know? This is your millet, amaranth, quinoa.
We love quinoa.
Your wild rice, brown rice, couscous, millet, you know? Try and get one of those oatmeal.
Oatmeal is very important.
Make sure, just have a couple of that. Bulgur wheat. Have a couple of that a day. That's what's going to give you that fiber. It's filled with B vitamins, so you make it makes you feel calm, but it gives you that long-term energy. So when people say, man, at 3 o'clock, I'm feeling so tired, I say, well, what did you have for lunch? You know, did you have your vegetables, greens, and grains? And the answer is probably no. So that's my second thing. And my third would be, so you're adding vegetables, you're adding grains, and then another simple one would be to add more fruit. You know, you don't want to have too much fruit. The first two are definitely vegetables and grains. But you want to have fruit because the different colors, they're so easy to eat. You can have them as a snack. It's tons of fiber, so it gives your keeps your digestive system calm and healthy.
Antioxidants.
Filled with antioxidant. Each color of the fruit gives a different antioxidant. So eat the colors of the rainbow.
Right.
And also, the body digests that in, 20 minutes to an hour max. So okay. That means you have immediate energy.
Yes. I have another. I don't know why our callers are so shy today. Everybody's texting me or BBMing me. I've got a mother out there who says, what are my options for my kids to remove the dairy, but I have one child that has a nut allergy? So we talked about the almond milk, but there's rice milk. There's coconut milk, quinoa milk. We've spoken about that. And,
silk,
you know.
Silk is on
the. Yes, the soy silk.
The one that you just
the coconut?
No, the one
the
that
rice.
You just, no, the
the flax.
Flax.
Okay, yes, right. The flax seeds. Sorry. The flax seeds. So there are options that are not nut based, mom, out there that you can choose. And trust me, the coconut milk really by itself, it's really good.
That's what I use.
Because I was struggling with the soy. You know, y'all know Stacey keeps it real. Everything that is healthy doesn't taste great. That's just, you know, let's just be real about it. It doesn't all taste great. But you can do things to it. Go ahead, Janine. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off.
And also, and you know, just exactly what Stacey was saying there about there is a lot of diversity. If you have a nut allergy, then try the rice milk.
Okay.
But then again, you know, with the soy too, you know, a lot of people have soy allergies that they don't even know about. The same thing with the dairy. Mm-hmm. So you might, if you don't have a nut allergy, I'd recommend maybe staying in the nut genre.
Okay.
But then, of course, if you do have any nut sensitivities, try the coconut or try the rice.
Oh, but that is nut. I'm not thinking. So that might fall. I wasn't even thinking like the coconut. Yeah. And also you have to be careful because almond breeze, which makes the coconut almond mix, is manufactured, it says it on the box, in an environment that has nuts. So you don't want a mom out there, you don't want to choose that one, but they do have other brands. I think Silk also makes a coconut milk, so do be mindful, you know, of that. There was one other thing that you were saying I wanted to go back to. Go ahead while I'm thinking.
And just to ride on that same note with the milks, again, checking food labels. Right. You want to even see with some of these nut milks, right? Mm-hmm. You have to keep your the manufacturers accountable. Okay. So a lot of them have evaporated cane juice.
Okay.
If you're on a weight loss regimen, just know you don't want to have cups and cups and cups of this either, because it's still going to have a sugar content.
And try to go for the unsweetened brand.
Yeah. Unsweetened original.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Then sweeten it yourself and you're in control.
And you can use, to sweeten it, you can use the agave nectar, which is our super favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even miss sugar. I am the sugar lady. Okay. And I can just use a little bit of agave nectar in my tea, and I can't believe how good it tastes. I mean, it really is good.
You're at the little cafe here, and I think it's Club One.
Yes.
You know, if somebody just want to pop in and try, you know, want to do the things you're talking about, is it available?
Yeah, definitely. It's open to the public if you're driving by.
What do you serve?
We have, again, these, I know, Stacey, you're into the smoothies. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a green smoothie, which will have your broccoli in there, your alfalfa, your spirulina, your chlorella. These are your sea veggies, right?
Great.
It's also no soy, no dairy, no artificial flavors or sweeteners.
Okay.
So you can feel assured that whatever you're drinking is pure.
Yeah,
it's in its natural form.
Mm-hmm. And for people who work out west or live out west and who may not be able to come into town to the, you know, because we've got Raw on the Porch where you also know you can go there and get whatever it is you need. But, you know, it's good to know that the cafe there at Club One is out there for people to, you know, get, and people from the public can walk in.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good to know that, you know, it's popping up all over the Bahamas, you all. We're working on it.
We told you when we started, we're going to present all these things to the public because, you know, people hear about this and they, you know, they want to find out more. So we've, you know, made a commitment to bring it to you.
Yes.
So if you're interested in it, I know you heard some things on here, some words and some food types that you probably never heard before. But if you want to be healthy, this is the way to go. And we're going to bring it every week. So if you're listening in and you want to learn more, break out the notepads and the pens and you know, find out some of this information. We're going to be, whatever guests we're going to bring on, we're going to tell you how to find them.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you're serious about your health, there are no more excuses. You know,
right.
It used to be something that was so esoteric. Now we're going to bring it to your face. Everybody else is marketing the things that make you sick. So we've made a commitment to come and market the things that are going to get you healthy again.
Oh, and you know, there's something, this is what I wanted to say when she was talking about her three things. So adding more vegetables, number one,
yeah.
Adding more grains, and adding more fruit. On the grain side of it, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, it tastes so bland. And the truth of the matter is if you just cook up a cup of bulgur wheat, it's going to taste bland compared to peas and rice. I mean, that's just the truth of it. But I want you all to know that the same with, you know, not adding all the oil in that, but if you saute some onions and garlic and scallion and carrots, I put all of that into my quinoa. So you prepare the quinoa separately, and then you saute the herbs separately, and then just fold that into it. Hello, it tastes really good. And that's coming from me, the foodie, who struggles with, you know, I still need stuff to kind of taste good.
Oh, yeah.
And you can do that.
But, and this is what I think. I mean, I love food, but food should be a celebration, you know? And so every time I eat, I want this to taste phenomenal.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, I'd rather not even eat it, right?
Yeah.
So it's, I think what had occurred is sometimes healthy food wasn't dressed properly.
Right, and it got a bad rap.
Yeah, and it has to be dressed properly, just as you're saying with the quinoa, you know? You can have quinoa, but put a little bit of olive oil or saute some garlic and parsley or cilantro. Bring it to life. And these are what all of these herbs, that's why they're here, you know?
In essence, it takes some planning because you have to learn to do it. You know, you have to find the information before you decide, well, tomorrow I'm going to go down this road. Because for most people, you know, when you cut out all the things that they're used to, they think the only thing that's available is, you know, cabbage and lettuce and carrots, and they eat that for 3 days and then turn back because, you know, that's it's boring. I don't want to eat that every day.
Right.
They don't know what the options are. So it takes some planning. You want to learn. And again, G-Zone is going to bring it to you. So if you're serious about your health, we're going to provide the information. All you have to do is tune in.
The last time I was here, I gave a recipe on the air, and people really loved it. I have another recipe that we just did on Sunday at, you know, my parents' house, asparagus. Butternut squash. You cut the butternut squash up. Now, you know, butternut squash is kind of a hard, you know, thing to peel, but you make sure you get that skin off and then get the pith right under it off. And you just cut, you can cube it, you can, you know, do whatever you want. You can julienne, whatever. You cut up the asparagus as well. Use a little bit of olive oil. You saute some red onion and some fresh garlic with that. And you just saute that. Oh, it, what my father was like, Stacy, you can really cook. I was like, thanks, Dad.
Like, could you really cook?
Seriously? Healthy.
Yeah, like, for real. And I talk about it a lot. You hear me talk about it. I talk about it a lot. She, some of the things she affects, you know, it's like, okay, this is impossible. This can't be healthy for you. You know, the way it tastes, it can be healthy, but it is, you know. So these are some of the options we are talking about.
And I think it's really important, too, to change that dialogue from healthy doesn't taste too good to healthy, of course. Anything healthy, of course, is going to taste good.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't. We're gone past those days when anything healthy didn't taste good.
Exactly.
It all matters. How did you?